Blog Talk Radio.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Shake your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. To know too fast, we get time, I was passing by. And now I beg to see you dance this one more time. Ooh, I see you every time. And oh my I like your style. Ooh, you make me wanna cry. And now I beg to see you dance this one more time. Say, kiss for me, oh, oh. I've never seen anybody do that thing to do before. Say, move for me, hey. And when you're done, I'll make you do this all again. I said, oh my God, I see you walking by. Take my hands, my dear, and look me in my eyes. Just like a monkey, I've been dancing my whole life. Are you just there to see me dance just one more time?
Hello, welcome to Kitty Tears. This episode is called Talking with Sweat, Throat, Throat. The date is January 11th,
2020.
Hey.
All right, you're talking with strep throat today. Ramel, Sonic, how are you feeling?
Thank you.
Oh, no, cover your mouth. GD Ross, how are you feeling?
I don't feel sick at all.
Oh, you're feeling much better, but the doctor said you got strep throat, so.
But I don't feel it.
You don't feel it?
Don't itch at all.
Okay.
I feel just fine.
How was your first week back from your winter break? Back to school.
Good.
And you didn't go to school one day. What day did you miss school?
Friday. Hi, people.
How does it feel? You back home, homeschooling? Ross is back to school. How you feeling, Ramel Sonic?
Yeah, you want to hear something good? You need something really good.
And who's saying that? GD Ross? What's something good?
On this week on Tuesday, I did all my homework, so I didn't have to do any homework for the rest of the week but me.
Okay, so you know what happens? He gets week homework prepared for him for the whole week, and he has to do a page of his homework every day. He has a page for Monday, a page for Tuesday, and so forth. And he did all his pages on Tuesday, so he owes no homework, right? So is it fun? And is it important to finish your work instead of procrastinating?
Yeah.
Get it done and over with, right?
Mm-hmm. When you get it done and over with already, then you don't have to worry about it the next day. And I'm going to start with my show. I'm going to get a treat and what?
You're going to get a treat after your show, Ramel Sonic?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so we're back to school. Holiday break is over, but now you're feeling sick. The doctor said you got strep throat, and the doctor gave you some medicine. What are some tips that you want to tell the kids out there to do when they're not feeling too well?
When you're not feeling too well, you can eat your favorite soup. You can add fruits in it if you want.
Fruits in your soup? No. What about some oatmeal with some nice fruits in it? Remember to drink lots of water. Ramel, did you drink a lot of water?
Also, kids.
No. Not out of water? That's probably why you're feeling a little sick, right? Yeah. Are you guys taking any vitamins?
Oh, yeah.
What vitamins are you on?
Flintstone medicine? Yeah.
The Flintstone vitamins?
Yeah.
Flintstone vitamins with iron. Definitely take that. Remember, when you're feeling sick, what are some other home remedies that you do? Are you sleeping? Are you resting to feel better?
Yes.
And do you remember when you're coughing to what?
To spit.
The cough, that's them out and spit it out. And also to remember to cover your mouth is very important. What's also important that y'all did since y'all was sick? Did you guys change your toothbrushes?
Yeah.
Okay. It's very important to change your toothbrushes, change your towels, change your wash rags when you're sick.
Yes,
also,
what your winter of when you're sick. Call in at five with the number 516-595-8090.
Yeah, you can call in. This is actually a live show, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. So you heard that number, 516-595-8090.
You did a fire in your house, call 911.
If there's a fire in your house, yes, please call 911.
And also, people, check out my mommy and daddy show.
Yes, they will. They actually heard about that already. Let's remember to also, when we are feeling sick, to remember to wash your sheets, change your comforters, and wash with Lysol, which kills 99.9% of germs. Yes. Wash your hands. Take your clothes off after school and change your clothes. It's very important to change your clothes from school clothes. What's else important, GD Rod?
Drink 2 liters of water every day from morning to 10 o'clock. Morning to 10 o'clock.
Drink at least 2 liters of water throughout the day. That's a lot of water. But
you have to drink 3 liters of 18 water.
Drink a lot of water. The main message that GD Ross and Ramal Sonic want y'all to know that when you're feeling sick, to drink a lot of water. And to remember, no kissing, and when you're coughing and sneezing, to cover your mouth, right? So you stayed home from school. What did you do when you were home from school?
I played video games.
All right, and not only did you just play fun video games, but did you play educational video games?
Educational
video games.
Yeah, I played a real video game.
And you played real video games. Do you like playing educational games, Ramal Sonic?
Well, because I really don't like the ice cream. It's ice cream. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Okay, so they're talking about a very cool and very educational website that we're going to promote for y'all out there. It's education.com, and it helps to teach you from pre-K until, I believe, it's eighth grade or to go to fifth grade. Thank you, GD Ross. So when they go on there, they're definitely learning a lot of fun math, a lot of fun sight words, reading, spelling, and also what are you else you learn?
And also, kids, when you're sick and you know you can't go anywhere, and you have the fire that's around your house, remember to fight with your brother or sister, whoever you have. If you don't have a night of that, you can just play with your mind.
Especially if you have the energy to play. Because a lot of the time, some people are so sick, they don't have the energy to do anything more than lay down and probably want to read a good book or cuddle and listen to some good music and go to sleep. So whatever makes you feel good, just remember, do not spread your germs, change the sheets, wash your clothes, and definitely feel much better. This is a time of year where there's sickness is spreading like wildfire, so let's just be safe out there. Oh, speaking of that.
Any poop on yourself, you know, they're worth it.
Yes. If you poop on yourself, you might get in trouble for that. Why do you say that, Ramal Sonic? Are you still pooping on yourself at 5 years old?
Not no more.
Well,
the only thing they did.
The other day you did.
Yes.
And why did you poop on yourself?
Because my belly.
Belly was a little messed up, and you couldn't get to the bathroom on time. And what did your mommy and daddy say to you?
No video game.
No video game.
No.
What else happened?
I got a whooping.
Uh-oh, so that means no more pooping on yourself. Do you want to tell all the kids out there at 5 years old that you're not supposed to be peeing or pooping on yourself, right? Right? And you're, it's very important to what? Pay attention, because what happened to you just a while ago, GD Ross?
I fell.
How did you fall down?
Because I was playing with one of Sonic, and then I accidentally put my feet up off the chair, and then I flipped, and I fell.
Oh, so somebody wasn't paying attention, especially when it's showtime.
And also yesterday, when it was nighttime, I had my game out. We were going to get something downstairs, and then accidentally walked over the wall, the steps, and I fell.
So you almost fell down the stairs?
Yeah, but it was only 3 steps away.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You still have to remember, when walking downstairs, that you cannot be on a gaming gadget. You have to put it down and pay attention to where you are going, because you can injure yourself. So what's the big, big message about that? So what?
Pay attention. And
what's that, Ramel Sonic?
Look, you know I didn't fell down the stairs,
Ramel Sonic?
No. Because I didn't have a game. Because
you didn't have your game in your hand. So you're paying attention when walking down the stairs.
And
okay, we just have to remember to pay attention when it's time to poop at the party, man. Okay.
The reason why I am sheep, why am I?
I think he forgot what he's saying, because it's music time. It's time to party time. It's time to. Hey. Okay. We had a great show today. Even though they're sick and talking with strep throat, we had a great show today. Thank y'all for listening to Kids Telling Tales. We will be back on next Saturday at
4 o'clock.
All right.
What am I saying now?
What you going to say, Ramel Sadek?
You want to play something that you want to play with you? You just cut off the tape and you need to this play with a double or baby or whatever.
Okay, so let's try to remember that, all right? He's telling y'all about some of the games he wants to play. All right, y'all, so we had a great show today. Have a great week. They're still a little sick, but they're well enough to return back because the doctor gave them some cool medicine. And again, remember, when you're having strep throat, which is a common sickness to children, especially around the winter and cold time of year, because a lot of the people are sick and coughing and sneezing, and it can happen. So that's what it is. They're feeling much better. They got some medicine. It's back to another new week of back to school. All right, y'all anticipating a great week of back to school?
Yeah.
So have a great week, y'all.
Wait.
Thank you.